Welcome to the MetaMind Shift Show, where we embark on a journey into the metaverse with your guide, Nicole Maxwell, also known as the Metaverse Goddess, Technicole. The metaverse represents a new era of digital transformation, where we can augment our creativity and experience a whole new level of immutability. Join us as we explore and delve deeper into this exciting new digital realm. From process automation for your digital transformation to the latest advancements in AI and RPA, blockchain and Web3, as well as innovative ways to experience AR, VR, XR, and more. We will discuss the latest trends and insights on how to navigate the metaverse, catch up with the news, and unpack issues that nobody else is talking about. It's time for your Meta Mind Shift. Let's discover the metaverse together. Visit our website at metamindshift.com to learn more. Don't forget to like and subscribe and then share with a friend.
Hey, welcome to the MetaMind Shift Show. I am your host. I am your family. I'm your friend, your home girl, Nicole Maxwell. And I am here to help you have a MetaMind Shift. So thank you for that wonderful introduction to my beautiful, wonderful Michael Ealy look-alike, feel-alike, not look-alike, but he's a feel-alike, right? He feels kind of like a Michael Ealy if he were a newscaster. And we created him, and I showed you how to create those on last week's show. And so if you were here, you got that. And if you were not, then oops, your bad. Go back and watch the replay. Wherever you're watching, thank you for being here. Again, you know, what is the metaverse? Is the metaverse even relevant? Let's talk about relevancy today. Man, but we're definitely tapping into AI, artificial intelligence. Oh my gosh. I'm getting like those feelings that I had a couple of years ago. So 2 years ago, matter of fact, when we were talking about NFTs and the blockchain, and then, you know, we started talking about the metaverse. AI is in that same space right now. It is what we lovingly call the hype train. And so we are on the AI hype train for sure. I think everybody's on that, but this is a wave. This isn't a train that's going away. Neither is the metaverse. These are waves of technology that are coming, and they are coming like tidal waves. They're sweeping over us. They're sweeping over everything we touch, everything we do. And we have got to understand how to use it. And so, you know, that is part of why my clients come to me, is to learn how to utilize technology. But it is also kind of fun just to be able to play with it with folks who get it or folks who don't get it. It's fun to be in a space like that and to just connect with other people. So if you are somebody who needs a meta mind shift, or if you don't understand what is happening, my sincerest desire for you is that you call me to help you with that, because not only do I have the credentials to back it up, but I also am someone who is very helpful when it comes to people who do not understand how to utilize technology. So as a consultant, I'm an end-to-end technical implementation consultant by trade. That means that I perform all steps of everything along the way. So when you have a technical utility or a piece of software or a program that you are installing, instilling, or standing up, I'm the person you call to help make sure that that goes correct. And so I work with project managers, not instead of project managers. I work with your operational teams to help you understand what it is that they're doing, because oftentimes they are not doing what you said that they should be doing. And then I also help to kind of just make sense out of the organization. Like maybe you've scaled, maybe it's too big for you right now. Maybe there's tasks that aren't being done and you need to see what that looks like. I'm the person that you call for that, which means that I have had a whole lot of experience with a whole lot of different technologies, everything from databases, and which is why I talk the way I do about data, but also just people. So I take people, places, and system, or people, process, and system, and I combine them and I help them to get to the other side, whatever that other side looks like. And so maybe that side is developed, maybe that side is not. But that is why I was in a prime position when I realized what the metaverse was and what people were calling the metaverse. I'm like, oh gosh, I've been here forever. So let me help some folks understand what that is. And so I made it plain. Just help to understand, no matter where you are, it doesn't matter what industry you're in or what you're using as your technology right now, none of that matters to me. What matters is that, one, you can tell me what that is, and two, then I can help you understand where it is we're heading. So I meet you where you are. There's a lot of folks that say that and don't actually do it, but I am not that person. So that's a little bit about me. And it's a little something that I share in other spaces. I don't share it too often on this show, but this is the Meta Mind Shift show. And so what is the Meta Mind Shift? It is the shifting of your mind to understand that, one, Facebook is not creating the metaverse. That is going to be created by you and me and all these other people that are tapping in. And two, it is to understand what the metaverse is. And so understanding that is extremely helpful for some of these conversations, but that is why you watch the show, is to get an understanding of what that is and where we're heading. And so, you know, we've had several shows now talking about, hey, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, give us back our Meta. We don't want you in it. And we're never going to get the Meta back from him. Although I saw some pretty funny stuff the other day where they were saying that Meta, now Mark is changing his focus from the metaverse to AI, which is ironic in saying that at all. But then he is shifting his focus to AI. And so they were thinking that the name metaverse is going to, or Meta is going to change to Meta. So just add a little I at the end, because, you know, doesn't matter what you call yourself, you're still Facebook. That's the way that I look at that. And so we know that Facebook has a history of being egregious and aggressive and not caring so much about our data and our privacy and us as what we are in Web 2, which is consumers. As we head into the metaverse, the reason it's important to understand the difference between what Meta is offering and what the reality of the metaverse is because the metaverse is being created by you and me and everybody else who's out here building, including Facebook. But it is not created by just Facebook. And when I say that, I'm not talking, oh, it's created by Facebook and Microsoft. That's the same thing. It's not created by Apple in their ecosphere. It is created by all of us, people. People. And no matter what way you look at it, the people part of that is important. And so whether you're in Web 2 and loving it and loving being absorbed and kind of all the great data and insights that you get from being a part of Web 2, because all of your data is in a centralized repository and they have the ability to give you that data freely, or you're hanging out in Web 3. Or maybe you're somewhere in between. That's what matters, is that you understand where you are, you're comfortable with what you are doing, and you understand the path that could potentially be brought forward for you in the future. So as we're talking about the metaverse and building up and building out in the metaverse, it is extremely important that you understand data is one of the most important things. So in Web 2, There is the idea of being social and the social media, social economy that's being built up around everything social. And your data is owned by the big guys. So the FANG companies, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, Netflix, Google. I always forget one or two. But those companies have your data and they use it. And they don't have to ask you because you already agree to it every time you use their platforms, right? And I'm the same way. I am a Google girl by heart and trade. I still love Google with all my heart sometimes. Today they gave me a heart attack. And so it's an interesting day for me because Google I/O happened today. And that is where Google rolls out all its stuff. And so we were anxiously waiting for Google's response to ChatGPT. ChatGPT, if you don't know what that is, call me. But by now, I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. You've heard it on the news or something like that. ChatGPT is a chat bot platform that has basically absorbed the internet, right? So that's the quickest, easiest way I'm going to describe that. It knows a whole lot. And so you can talk to it and it will talk back to you. And if you talk to it in the right way, just like, you know, if a guy is approaching me and he's talking to me in the right way, I might say a little something, something. And if he's not, he's going to get a different response. It's the same thing when you're talking to chatbots. So it's a chatbot. But it is artificial intelligence. And so it is a lot smarter than these chatbots that we've had on the bottom of our websites for a very long time, right? It is intelligent. It has acquired intelligence. It can not freely think, but it can think within the realm of what it's been computed to do. It can put things together without you saying, here's step one, step two, step three, and step four. Matter of fact, it can tell you what step one, step two, step three, and step four are, and what they should be. And if they aren't that, it'll tell you what you need to do to make it that way, if you ask it the right way. So there's a lot that goes into these chatbots. They're wonderful. I've had a field day with mine since I've jumped in back into this. And so I've been playing around with chatbots for a very long time. Friday is a chatbot that I had in my Discord, two, 3 years ago now. But it was built on the same technology that ChatGPT is built on, and that is GPT. GPT technology is what's powering all this stuff, whether it's ChatGPT-3 or GPT-4 or Bard or Rix or whichever ones you're using, Jarvis, whatever's out there that you found and you're using that. That is what it's powered on. If you're going to be using the Techniverse bot, which is also powered on ChatGPT, then you can come talk to me about that. but we have a lot of new things that are happening because of this. We talked very briefly about auto AI. Auto AI is changing the game when it comes to robotic task automation. And robotic process automation is something that I have done, and I have shared my skills in that previously. But when we're thinking about ChatGPT and auto AI is absolutely one of the more important things that's happening that is going under-noticed, I think, by people. There is a lot of fear right now about the metaverse, about not the metaverse so much. People aren't talking about the metaverse as much because they're not realizing that AI is definitely part of the metaverse. And they're thinking about things backwards, like, oh, we just skipped right past the metaverse and we're going straight into AI. No, AI is propelling the metaverse at a faster rate than it should. And that is what's happening right now. But auto AI, automation AI, automation of AI and automation with AI is taking the world by storm right now. And that is because people have gotten their hands on these little tools, these wonderful tools that we have, and they are learning how to automate literally everything. And so when we think about that, the fears that I spoke about, people are fearing things because, one, because some of that stuff is scary. Two, because you don't know who's doing it. And three, because jobs are a thing. And people are learning that, you know, it's kind of easy to replace some folks if you put the right AI bots into place. And we as humans get fearful about certain things, but we also need to be mindful that we can use technology to support us and to supplement us, but we do not have to use it to supplant us, and we do not have to create it in such a way where its intention is to supplant us. So when you are out here thinking about your AI tools and what you're doing, think about how easy it is and how amazing it is and how you just wrote that book. Note that like some people's trades are actually journalism and some people's trades are actually, you know, writing as content writers and just authors and things like that. So those are people's livelihoods that it's not necessarily going away. But when you have 3,000 people who wrote a book in February on one single platform because of AI, that is something that saturates the market. So we do need to think about things like that, because now all those books are out there, and whether or not the quality is good or not, it just makes your extremely wonderful book that you spent 12 years creating a whole lot harder to find. So think about things like that. I don't want to scare anybody, but some of the stuff is scary. On the other hand, some of the stuff is extremely cool. So I like to err on the side of cool more often than not. So last week on the show, we created that intro that you just saw. I guess I didn't create it on the show, but I tried to recreate it on the show. We weren't able to recreate it exactly, creating the otter for the other show's intro. But think about how you can utilize your own avatar to support your business or your goals or your needs or your own selves. We have commercials, we have things that we're putting together. So how can you take advantage of my skills and come and contact me to help you create one of those? That is what's important. So as we're thinking about all these things, think about, you know, some of the cool stuff that you see on the show, like it can actually be used in your business. And this is what I do for other people. So why not do it for you? So make sure that you're hanging out with me on my blog. That is at https://technical.hashnode.dev. I am over on Hashnode. Hashnode is my blogging location of choice for the moment. I also am on mirror.xyz, both of those. Are where you can find most of my things. Although I have a ton of stuff that I have not been able to shift from the various other places that I have it. So eventually Hashnode will be the place where you find everything, and the backup is on mirror.xyz because Mirror is on the blockchain. So y'all, I've been talking about AI for a long time here now, these last couple of weeks, and I have been talking my ears off about AI because it's necessary to inform folks about what's happening, but I have not forgot about the blockchain. So let me take a minute and just hang out in the blockchain, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about Google I.O. because that was revolutionary, mind-blowing, and all that jazz. So let's talk about the blockchain here for a minute. We're gonna go over to another creation by Nicole, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about poets.
Technology is changing at the fastest pace seen in years. Are you keeping up? New technologies are emerging as a result of the digital transformation all the time. Small businesses need to be prepared to adapt. Stay sharp. Let Technicol Consulting help you ensure your business is ready as we head towards a metaverse.
And yes, that is the new one. I hope you liked it. She's going on my website as I'm constantly and forever trying to get that done. I have a thing where I actually want to be the one to do everything on my website, so it's taking like, you know, years. I'm doing it in the middle of everything else. But today we're going to talk about poets. So for those of you who've hung out with me forever and ever and ever, you know what a poet is. And I'm going to put that into one of my little banners and throw that up on screen so you can see it. And so you can hang out with me and enjoy this with me. It is a poet. It is a proof of experience, right? So it is a proof of experience token. When we are in the world of Web3, things have tokens. And so a token is an NFT, a non-fungible token. A token is a Bitcoin, right? So it's a cryptocurrency token. So you have this idea of a token. Now, a gentleman named Harold Hughes actually took the idea of an experience and turned it into a form of token. And in my club, my community, shout out to everybody who's watching. Hey, y'all. Bookverse. We actually took the month of February last year and gave out poets almost every day last year. It was NFTs that were minted on blockchain. And they were, at the time, they were minted on the Palm blockchain. Now, Web3, the blockchain, it is rather new. I won't say it's new, but it's rather new. It is newer technology. Like AI has been around since the 60s. And blockchain and whatnot, in my recollection, has been around since the early 2000s around that, right? So, or even 2010s. But around there is when we have the blockchain, right? And it came into being. So it's definitely newer, right? Like it's now 2023. And we are coming into this age where AI, it's like, oh my God, AI is new. But I just told you that AI has been around since the 50s. And so the evolution of that has gotten to the point where now we can have rapid release on AIs. And I don't even know if rapid release is a right term for it, because it's not necessarily rapid release. It just kind of feels that way because there's so much happening with so much of this AI so fast. And if you weren't tapped in before, it's even faster for you. So somebody's throwing a new AI something, something tool at you all the time. But what you don't know is you've been using AI this whole time. You just didn't know it. Machine learning is a subset of AI. And so when you're learning about these things, it is important that you kind of understand that structure. And so, you know, if you have a Google Home Hub, sort of built around the same technology. If you have ever seen a mechanical bot, or if you ever, what are those things called? A Roomba. You may have seen that same kind of technology that is programmed. Machine has learned how to do something. You've programmed it. We've got programs that have been running forever. There's a specific task that runs. That's robotic process automation. And now we're seeing AI dive into robotic process automation as well. But going even further back than that, we had things like macros and formulas, and those are technically the baseline for all this stuff. So if you were a data monkey like me way back in the day, like you built you some macros, and those macros ran underneath a certain protocol, and you enjoyed the protocol. Maybe you've written a script or something like that. Like those are the building blocks for all this kind of technology. So back to what I was saying about poets. Poets are proof of experience tokens. And so a proof of experience token does exactly that. It proves that you were somewhere when it happened, right? So you were at this place when it happened. Proof of experience. So imagine that you went to a concert pre-COVID and you got a t-shirt and a hat. You would say something like, been there, done that, got the hat, got the t-shirt, you know, that little thing. So these are the same thing, except they are for experiences. And this framework, what Harold's created and what Harold and the folks over at Bandwagon created, were the experience. So no matter what your experience was, whether it was blockchain oriented, whether it was, you know, walking outside and seeing a pretty sunshine, or cloudless sky, or even a rainy sky, whatever. You could snapshot that and toss out your experience, and you would get a proof of experience token. It would be recorded on the blockchain, on the Palm blockchain at the time, and also put into your wallet. Okay, and so you could bring it up if you knew how to navigate your wallet. Palm, like every other technology, and that's why I went down that rabbit hole, Palm was problematic. I don't know what's happening with Palm these days, but everybody's jumping off of Palm and moving their stuff to another blockchain. And so we've seen Poapps move to, I believe they're on Polygon now. We have also seen some other folks, Matrix and NFT, and then Matrix NFTs are moving off of the Palm blockchain. Because it was just problematic. Like there were things, like, I don't know what they were doing with their blockchain in the background. I never dove into it that much, but when we would go to view our stuff, it didn't look right. When I know I had some issues with my Nifties, my Matrix NFTs, and those gave me problems. But anyway, now everybody's moving over to Polygon. And so Polygon, ironically, is, I guess that's not ironic, but Polygon is where Poets are now living. So they are no longer on the Palm blockchain. They are now on the Polygon blockchain over. And this is the website. So you guys can, you can jump in with me. That is actually a website there. So Poet, proof of experience token. And you can go over there with me, and we are going to step through this so that you understand what a proof of experience token is. Now, I'm actually going to do this in my public-ish thing. I want to see what NFTs I got here. Okay, so I actually got an NFT when they moved over to the Polygon blockchain. And so this is what it looks like. Am I sharing my screen? I think I am. Yeah. So this is what it looks like, but this is a proof of experience token. And when they moved, I got one. So I don't know what wallet I'm in right now, but I'll find out in a second. But this is the one that I was just like, okay, yeah, I want to see that. So when you look at it, like up here at the top, you have your title of your NFT and whatever number it is. And then you have the NFT itself. And we are calling these now NFTs because it is a token. And then you have whatever the creator wanted to say about it, and they've put some hashtags there. So this is actually in my technical wallet. You can always send me some ETH there at technical.eth. But this one, they say hello to our pioneer badge and NFT celebrating our launch on Polygon. Best of all, you can mint this badge for free using your Web3 wallet or your email address. At Bandwagon, we built Poets to be easy for users to upload photos, graphics, and have our friends mint them for free. And then with our switch to Polygon, your NFT is now more accessible than ever, and you can see it on OpenSea in your mobile wallet. Okay, so if you go over to here, where are we at? This is the main page. So I'm sorry, I have given you the wrong website. Let me make sure. Let me show you what this is going to. Right now, I gave you poet.xyz, hoping that just redirects here. It did not. Somebody is a thief. But if you go to po.xyz, so let me fix that in my banner here. I apologize for that. Let me take that down, and I'm going to fix it for you so that you're the right thing. Don't go to there. Don't buy that domain. Don't support that mess. This is a po. So it's po.xyz, proof of experience token. So that is where we're going. My bad. So when you go here, just looking down the page, you have your Poet title, you can upload some media, you can add in a description, you can add in the quantity, and then whatever tags you want. And so this helps you keep things organized, and you can search for it and hashtags and all that stuff. You know how those work. We don't need to talk about that. But what I want to show you is that here on this page, when you click this, click on Learn More. I always do this. This is something you get into the habit of as somebody who operates in the space of Web3. When we're looking at this one, the About Us, a poet is a proof of experience token that can document and represent the most important and interesting moments of your life. From everyday moments like dinner with friends to life-changing experiences like traveling the world, you can preserve and share these moments, memories, and experiences as NFTs. Whether you're creating an NFT just for yourself, a one-of-one, or commemorating a weekend with your friends or a large event where the maximum supply is in the hundreds, creating your poet is easy, fast, and free. All you need is your crypto wallet, and it'll help you capture, preserve, and share your experience on an energy-efficient blockchain. And so that's changed up a little bit from what it used to be, but you can go down and read the FAQs here. The wallets that are supported here are Rainbow and MetaMask. And then you can decide who's going to be able to claim the NFT that you create. Now I'm going to go back because I'm going to create one. I just want to show you guys how easy this is. So we're going to call this Meta Mind Shift Show today. And I am going to actually use Bard to help me create some text for this. Today is May 10th. 2023, and we're going to do that, and then I'm going to copy that and upload something. Now I could do this, like, let's say that I really, really wanted to do this. I could go and have Bard, or I could create an image with this, just some random image that, you know, whatever related to your experience, like you could create that as an image. You could also put in a music or whatever you would like as an NFT, or links to something else, and that could also be an NFT. They do not have it anymore where you can actually do MP4s, but you can do a GIF. So that is something that is still possible. So let's do this. I don't know what I got going on here, and I don't even know if you can see that. I am hoping that you cannot, but I am going to mint. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to mint this one, the Meta Mind Shift Show. I'm going to mint my face. Why not? All right. So we're going to upload that. And then I'm going to say, so that's going to be our NFT. And then I am going to go over to ChatGPT, and I'm not posting this because I'm in my actual ChatGPT account, and I don't really share that with anybody, but I am going to say something like, what was that noise? I'm going to say something like, create a memorable piece of text for my NFT of today's show and experience. Okay, so that's what I wrote. I just said it, and ChatGPT is gonna, you know, say that, or ChatGPT is gonna come out and say something, and it's gonna be complete non-truth. I won't say it's gonna be a lie, but it ain't a truth. But we are gonna create this as a story, and so whatever story this is what we're minting, and I'm just gonna say that it happened. So you were here, you watch, and you'll be able to collect this NFT with me. I don't know what it wrote. Oh no, wait a minute, we can't have that. No. We're not trying to, wait a minute, hold on. I wrote the wrong thing. Okay, so ChatGPT misunderstood what I wrote, so I am not sharing that, but we're not doing that at all. This is not what that is. Create a creative piece of text for, okay, yeah. Create a creative, okay, so it's saying something like, in a realm where art meets the ethereal, where pixels dance and dreams become real, we gather to celebrate and reflect the Meta Mind Shift show, a moment we'll never forget. I love that. Okay. It's writing me a poem. I'm cool with that. That's much better than what was there before. So y'all will never see that. But this is what we're gonna put in here now. So I'm not sure if poets are gonna give me a limit, but it doesn't look like it. And so hopefully this is spaced better too, because that used to be an issue. In a realm where art meets the ethereal, where pixels dance and dreams become real, where we gather and celebrate and reflect, the meta mind shift show a moment we'll never forget. On this remarkable day, the world stood still as the meta mind shift show worked its magical thrill. With every stroke of imagination's brush, a symphony of colors, an awe-inspiring rush. May 10th, 2023, a date etched in time when boundaries dissolved and realities are realigned. With the digital tapestry, a story unfurled, a fusion of innovation that redefined our world. The state, okay, so yeah, I'm not gonna read all this. It's long. You can collect it, and I'm gonna put this at 100. For the first 100 people who want to collect this, you will be able to do that. I'm going to put the link out there. You're gonna have to wait because the link has to have a moment to activate. So we're gonna do meta mind shift. So that's gonna be a tag. We're gonna do a tag of Nicole Maxwell. And I'm okay with that. We'll do a tag of technical. We'll do a tag of May 2023. And so in these, the idea is the experience, right? So you're getting this from me as an experience of today's show. You could, in theory, put the date out there if you wanted to. Like, I actually am going to do that. I wasn't going to do that, but I am going to do it so that you know it was today's show. And then, I don't know. Yeah. So that's what we'll say. That's good enough for me. So now it's creating my thing, my NFT. It's creating it and it's done. And so now not only do I have that, I have the QR code, and it's telling me that 0 of 100 have looked at it, right? So I can also alternatively view this on OpenSea. So let's do that. As soon as I claim it, I can view it on OpenSea. So I always recommend claiming your own. So claim your own. Down here at the bottom, you get more information about all the stuff. So the terms of use, the privacy policy, contact us. I recommend reading all of that, like on any website that I recommend you go to. Now, this is what I was talking about. I had this perfectly spaced out. It looked great as a poem because that's what it was. It's not. So just be mindful of that it does still not put in the paragraphs where you want them. And for some folks, that can be frustrating. I am one of those folks. So despite all the times that I have actually done this terribly, that is one thing that irritates me. So congratulations on your poet, though. The process is very quick. It is seamless. It is an NFT, and you can go get it. You can go get this one. You can go get any of the other ones. If you know my wallet address, it's technical.eth. You can go navigate through my wallet and find it, and then come back here and grab your own. I will be putting this on. I will put this on a link so that it's easy to find. So we're going to say do 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 do. It'll go to technical. .com/MMSS, so Meta Mind Shift Show, and then we'll go May 10th. Okay, so dash May 10th. It'll look like this. This is where you'll have to go. You cannot go there until after the show because I have to make time to actually update that. So there's that. So guys, that is a little gift from me to you. It's an NFT for today. For today's show, and I wanted to highlight that Harold Hughes is a brother who created Bandwagon, who also created Poet. Poet is a proof of experience token. Go get yours today and enjoy that. Celebrate, you know, the culture, celebrate things that are created and be diverse in sharing and get your stuff out there. All right, so now Now that we've done that, I wanted to share one more thing, blockchainy, and that is Spearmint. Spearmint is a allow list. It's automated, so I'm on an automation kick these days, but I'm retapping into my automation roots here because of everything that's going on. But Spearmint is a platform that allows you to create the process for signing up for the community. So you can do lots of different things out here. You can use it however you'd like to, but one of the great things that they do is it's another one of those things where it's a protocol or a recommended set of instruction. This one is called permission as a service. And so you can obtain permission to, if you do certain things, you can join the allow list for a certain NFT drop or for a certain community, whether it's a DAO or another community. And so I do use this. I'm going to be using this even more with my customers. I've used other platforms that are like this. They're having a hard time. Spearmint just got picked up by Polygon. So it is on the Polygon blockchain. And so it makes things a lot cleaner for me. And so that is one thing I wanted to share today. Now, the other thing that I found that I wanted to just share really quickly because we got a lot to go through with some other stuff is fair.xyz. You can create your next everything in moments here. So you can just go share and check this out. It's fair, fair.xyz. And you can come over here and just look at some of the cool stuff that they have done. It is an end-to-end solution that does not require you to code anything. This one specializes in the drag and drop. And so this is what we call a workflow. So you can create your different conditions for that workflow and create something really cool for your community, as well as, you know, something that's similar to what that process is over on Spearmint. But it allows you to do a lot of great, wonderful things for your community. So I have not tapped into this, and that is my bad. I've been kind of straddling fences here for a while, but I'm going to come back and definitely do that. So definitely check out Fair, see what it has to offer you, and see how you can make use of it. All right. I just went through a whole lot of stuff. We got a whole lot more stuff to go because the rest of the show is going to be dedicated to, let me make sure I went through everything. There was some stuff I wanted to talk about the metaverse that I did not get to talk about, but we're going to come back to AI. So AI Sonara, I'm sorry. So Sonara is a job website that allows you to post your resume. And I talked to you earlier about automation. Okay, we talked about automation. So everything these days is being automated. Well, guess what? Because now the resume and job search process is also being automated. So for script kiddies, people who, you know, knew how to code and knew how to make some certain things work together on their computer, we've automated this process a long time ago and made certain things very, very easy, like filling out forms. It was a lot easier when you could just autofill forms and stuff like that, when you could, you know, set up a routine that checked your email that would, you know, kind of identify certain things for you. But there is also now automate your job search with Sonara. So Sonara is a new website that allows you to use the power of AI to comb the depths of the internet to find whatever job you are looking for based on your resume. So you upload your resume there and it parses the resume. And so some of y'all know that I actually built the resume manager and maintained that utilizing the workflow and contract management tools offered by DocuSign. This is similar, except it's using full-on AI. And so AI is taking over lots of things. So you guys can check that out. Now, the rest of today's show is dedicated to the Google I/O experience. Google came out with a whole bunch of stuff today. a whole bunch of stuff today. And so I'm going to take you over. One of the things that they absolutely tapped into was the power of Bard. Bard has been updated. And so a lot of the other technologies have also been updated. But one of the things that has happened with Bard is Bard is no longer okay, so this is what I'm saying now. So Bard is no longer limiting who can enjoy it. Okay. And this is my favorite part of today's experience because I get to actually step through this with you. I think it's gonna let me in here. But so first of all, my favorite experience part of this experience is Bard is Google's answer to ChatGPT. Google came out and said, "All right, well, we've been working on this for forever, and so what you're not gonna do is come in and act like we haven't been." So they laid down literally all the tools that they have been working on for the last 15 years, and they threw them down today. And so some of this stuff is cool. Some of it is like, holy what? Wow. Everything is about to be disrupted. If you guys don't believe me, go back and watch that presentation, because if you think about what they released, there's change in the air and atmosphere for everybody. If you are someone who is averse to technology, if you are someone who takes a long time to learn technology, it is imperative that you start now. We do not want people left behind because they did not ha know how to effectively, now I don't mean just use it, but effectively utilize search. They didn't know how to effectively create prompts. They didn't know how to effectively use Gmail because Gmail's changing. They could no longer use their workspaces because these workspaces changed. They didn't know how to do certain things. So you get what I'm saying? Like Google laid down everything. Everything except for the one thing that I wanted, which was to be able to speak into the air and have things appear. We're not there yet. Still holding out for that. But this is Bard, and this is Google's answer to ChatGPT. So when you look at Bard, on this account of mine, I have not been in here yet. So if this works, you get to come in for the first time with me on this account. So the first thing you do is read the terms and services and the terms and agreements regarding your privacy and your data. Highly recommend reading this. I am going to copy this because I do not have time to read it right now, but I'm going to copy it and I will be coming back to grab this and I'm throwing it into a Google Doc so that I can actually effectively read it and sit down and actually comb through it like, a crazy mad woman. Because, like I said, things are changing. So when we're looking at Bard, you're going to go ahead and if you agree, you're going to agree. I actually do agree with what I had read before. So this is the part that matters. First and foremost, Bard is an experiment. As you try Bard, please remember, Bard will not always get it right. Bard may give inaccurate or inappropriate responses. When in doubt, use the Google it button to check Bard's responses. Bard will get better with your feedback, so please rate it and review. Stay updated on the improvements, and if you would like to stay updated on it, then click the checkbox to opt in and receive email updates about Bard. Your personal data will be processed by Google LLC to send those emails in accordance with their privacy policy. So Google, again, at least they're being, forthcoming with it. Thank you. And then continue if you choose to continue. Now, I love this because it's spiffy. I haven't touched this. So y'all are seeing this happen in real time, in real things. The one thing I love is that dark mode. I complained about this when I showcased this here on the show for the first time. It is in dark mode and I am a happy person. You are probably hating all of that right now though. Because you probably can't see it. So I'm going to turn it to light mode just for a second and I'm going to blend myself. But that is That is what it looks like. So you've got your navigation panel over on the left-hand side. And in the middle, you have your content pane. This is not a training session, but I do want to show you some of the new features that they came out with today. So first and foremost, I'm able to access it on this account. I was not able to do that previously. So second, I am going to type in something. I want to know, summarize. I don't know if it'll be able to do this. Summarize the Google, and it might do what we call hallucinations on this. Google I.O. 2023 conference held today. And it might just give me the line, I am barred, I am blah, 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 I am not authorized to. Oh, but it didn't. Okay, so here's what it said. Some of the key announcements from the from the conference included, number one, the Pixel Fold, Google's first foldable smartphone, was announced. Number two, the release of Android 14, the latest version of Google's mobile operating system, was announced. The introduction of Bard, a new large language model from Google AI, was announced, and it was held today, so like it says that. The launch of the Pixel 7a, a new mid-range phone from Google, which I do remember is $499. The announcement of new features for Google Search, including AI-powered snapshots and perspectives. Oh my. The new release and new and improved Wear OS 4 operating system for smartphone watches. The launch of revamped Google Home apps, which now include, and this doesn't say this, but it now includes a Chrome OS tablet that now you can dock to what used to be a Google Home Hub. One of the Google, like I have the Nest Home Hub, like it used, like you can actually, the monitor of that is now your tablet. So I can just take your tablet and whack it on top of the Nest Home Hub, and that it turns, you know, to landscape mode, and you can actually see it there. And then the introduction of Duet AI for workspaces. And a new AI-powered feature that helps users collaborate more effectively. Google I/O was a major event for Google and showcased the company's commitment to a variety of other areas. The conference was well attended by developers. And like part of that, I feel like, is not the truth. But I'm not seeing my other features here. So let me ask a different question. What color is the sky at midnight during a full moon? I don't know why that is the question that I'm asking, but it is. I'm just trying to see if it's going to do it. It might not, because this is, yeah, this is the other account. On here you can see other features and functions. If you don't like what it gave you, so like the, it'll give you three drafts of the same conversation. If you don't like that, like if I want to click this one, it's totally different. You can actually regenerate drafts. And so I believe that is a newer feature. I have not used that if it's old. The feature that I don't see here is the one that I was looking forward to sharing with you. And that is where you can actually send this bad boy straight to Gmail. And so let me log in. Let me see where I am. Where'd it go? 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 Bard. Let me see if I can get on my other account, because Bard, it doesn't matter. Let me show you my other one. Okay, so we're going to share this tab, and I'm just going to see, because it might not do it here either. They might have rolled it back, but what color is the sky at 6 a.m.? So, yeah, so this one, you can see, like, that wasn't on the other one. This one, so it's funny, because I'm using two different versions. Look at that. We caught him. But on this one, I can now export this response. And so not only can I Google it, if I Google it, it opens up Google just like it would if I were searching for something. But here, I can go ahead and export this. I can export this response and I can draft it into Gmail or put it directly into Google Docs. And so that is something that I feel like ChatGPT definitely missed out on. It is very cool because now it's going to go over to Gmail. And in Gmail, we might actually have the opportunity to use some of the new stuff that they showcased in Gmail. I doubt it highly because I don't think it's out there yet. It's not out yet. So they also, so just so you can see it, so like it opened up in Gmail. And so like you have all the tools from Gmail that allow you to now manipulate this, navigate it, and share it. But there are changes for Gmail also. So lots of really cool stuff that came out. Some of it not so cool. I am optimistically concerned about a whole lot of the stuff that came out because for education, it definitely changes the name of the game. There is a new tool and I forget what it's called. We talked about Dream here. I lost my notes. My notes are in the kitchen. But when you're thinking about tools like Notion, there's a lot of other tools out here that have value to folks. And Google has come in and kind of laid down that gauntlet and said, hey, don't forget who we are. We're Google. Yeah, we did that. And they put it all out there. And so I appreciate it because I also, you know, with one of my businesses, two or three of my businesses, I am actually a Google partner in different ways. But some of the stuff, it is borderline too much. If you take the tools that they gave and you look at them. What I want to say is all y'all need to go and watch what they rolled out. It's a rather long video, rather long presentation. It's going to be a video because you didn't watch it live. But think about what this does to the future. And while I have been talking about digital transformations and telling you that things like this were coming and you've seen things like this come, and we've been talking about the metaverse, and we've been talking about how all this technology is absolutely a part of the metaverse. It absolutely is. And so when we're thinking about the future of the metaverse is interconnected and interoperable. It is the way that you experience the future of the internet, right? Web3 adds in the layer of decentralization, and Web3 chose the blockchain to exemplify that through technology. We have choices to make, and we need to make those choices now rather than later. We don't really have a whole lot of time anymore. that 2-year clock has run out. Decentralization is more important now than ever. People are going to be using this. It has been released to everyone starting today. 190 countries now have access to BARD. Stable Diffusion, I believe, released their version of Auto AI, which was previously something that was locked behind a paygate. It is now open source and available freely to everybody. So when we're thinking about these tools, we're thinking about how we use them, please tap in. It is time to learn, it is time to understand, and it is time to enjoy, but it is also time to claim your data. Be serious about decentralization and be serious about self-sovereignty, because we're at a time where we can't afford to not be that way. And so I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank everybody who's tapped in and listened. Share this video with somebody, like it, love it. Don't leave it behind. Tell your family, tell your friends, and I expect to see everybody back here next Wednesday. Special shouts out to Artsy and to the EE Testing Center. Thank you guys for being forever supportive and forever sponsors of the show. I'm gonna go out with shouts out to all of them. And thank you guys. Black Multiverse, Black Verse, Technical Consulting. Thank you. We appreciate y'all. All right, here. Bye.
Technology is changing at the fastest pace seen in years. Are you keeping up? New technologies are emerging as a result of the digital transformation all the time. Small businesses need to be prepared to adapt. Stay sharp. Let Technicol Consulting help you ensure your business is ready as we head towards a metaverse.